Bonjour, this is Fabulously Delicious, the French food podcast. It's the podcast that's all about the cuisine that is said to have founded modern cooking. French ingredients and dishes have been the starting block for many of the world's best chefs and cooks. On Fabulously Delicious, you'll learn all about those dishes and ingredients, as well as get to know more about fabulous French foodies. I'm your host, Andrew Pryor. Enchanté.
Enchanté.
10 years ago, my life changed when I competed on MasterChef Australia. And now I'm living my best life right here in the French countryside. Here, life is all about cooking, eating, meeting wonderful locals, food producers, chefs, home cooks, drinking amazing wines, eating some of the over, would you believe there are 1,500 French cheeses? And sharing these fabulous experiences with you, my fabulously delicious audience. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, we are continuing the A to Z of French herbs. Today's herb is one that is used more in neighbouring countries of France, like Italy or Spain, but it can still be found in stores and growing in the south of France, of course. Sit back, turn the volume up. If you're not driving, pour yourself a glass of wine, break a baguette, add a bit of saucisson maybe, some delicious French cheese, and enjoy today's episode of Fabulously Delicious, the A to Z of French herbs, oregano. Oregano, or oregano, in French is pronounced origo and spelt O-R-I-G-A-N. Oregano is a member of the Lamaceae, or mint family. It's native to the Mediterranean region and now has spread all over Northern Hemisphere climates that are temperate. It's a perennial plant that grows around 20 to 80 centimetres or 8 to 31 inches high. It can have white, pink or light purple flowers, depending on the variety. It can also be grown in colder climates, but then usually as an annual plant. Planted in early spring in dry soil with full sun, we'll see it thrive the best, especially if planted in hot, dry climates. Sometimes, oregano is known as wild marjoram, and is a close relative of marjoram. Marjoram is a herb that we covered a few episodes ago, so check that out. The name oregano actually comes from the Spanish word oregano, which comes from the Latin origanum, which comes from the Greek oreganon. There is two thoughts on the origin of this Greek name. Some say that it comes from oros, meaning mountain, and ganos, meaning joy, so joy of the mountain. But the Oxford Dictionary says that it's probably a loan word as the plant comes from Africa. Its history goes back to the ancient Greeks and also the Romans. In fact, ancient Greek and Roman brides and grooms often wore crowns with laurels made of oregano. At this time, it was also believed that it made its way to China through trade and would be used for medicinal purposes by the Chinese to relieve fever, vomiting and stomach aches. During the Elizabethan era, it was used for just about anything, and many believers would use it to make spells for happiness, luck and health. Some also believe that if you wore it while sleeping, that you would have psychic dreams. Oregano is used in many cuisines, including Turkish, Greek, Spanish, Italian, and French cuisine. Its popularity in the US, some say, came from it being brought back by US soldiers after World War II for use as a pizza topping. Often used in cuisine in its dried form, oregano is one of the few herbs that intensifies its flavour when dried. It has an earthy, warm, slightly bitter taste when eaten. This can depend on the variety and where it has been grown. In France, oregano's family member, marjoram, is often more popular than oregano itself. This popularity of marjoram is the reason why you very rarely see oregano in French cuisine. But with a mixture of cuisines, the mixture of French and Italian, so to speak, or French and Spanish, you see oregano becoming more and more popular on menus. Oregano oil is extracted from the leaves of the plant. It's often used as a dietary supplement, But testing by many government bodies around the world has found that its use in that way is not substantiated. Fabulously Delicious is a part of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Some of my favourite fabulous shows on the Evergreen Podcast Network are the French History Podcast, where Dr. Gary Giraud explores events and people from 3 million years ago to the present day right here in France. And another popular podcast is Le Secle by David Montgomery. This is all about France's history from 1814 to 1914, the century in France that was all about turmoil, stagnation, revolution, industrialization, wealth and poverty. Le Secle podcast and the French History podcast, as well as Fabulously Delicious, are on evergreenpodcast.com. That's it for another episode of Season 3 of Fabulously Delicious. Just a short one, but a goodie. How do you use oregano? Do you use oregano? And do you use it in French food? Let me know by contacting me via Instagram. You can slide into my DMs at Andrew Pryor Fabulously, or you can email me on contact@andrewpryorfabulously.com. I'd love to chat with you all, especially about French food. So if you share your recipes with oregano with me, I'll give them a go and post them on my socials, possibly even my blog, which you can find at andrewpryorfabulously.com. Thank you for listening. And remember, you know what my motto is. Whatever you do, do it fabulously. Merci beaucoup and bon app.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our ninth season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.